just a teenage boy, and probably even started before that, but I recall it very well from my teenage years. When I was just a young, rowdy boy, there were times, and especially it seemed when I was, assembled in a missionary Baptist church, just like what I am today, and I was a young boy, and I was lost, and I was in my sins, and didn't know much of anything, and didn't know hardly anything about the Bible. But, there were times when I knew there was somebody that was speaking to me, and I knew who it was. I knew that it was somebody more powerful than any human. I knew that it was a voice that had more authority than any human voice. There was somebody that would speak to me and deal with me, and I knew. I can't explain to you today how I knew that, but I knew that it was God that was speaking to me and was dealing with my soul. I just knew it. We find in this third chapter of Genesis that they heard the voice of God, of the Lord God, walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And it tells us that Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. Now this is what happened. They heard the voice of God, and they were there in the garden, and they went there and got among some trees and tried to hide in the trees away from God. Why did they do that? Because this was not the first time. You know, if there's something that makes a very loud noise or something of that nature, something that you're not accustomed to hearing, the first time you hear that, it may startle you. It may scare you. As you grow more accustomed to hearing it, you'll just say, oh, that's that same noise again. I've heard that before. And so we may wonder why that they were afraid. Why were they scared when they heard the voice of God? Because this was not the first time that Adam and Eve had heard the voice of their Creator. We can prove that. We look at the first chapter of Genesis in verse 28, and it says, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them," that's in reference to Adam and Eve, "and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over everything that moveth upon the earth." God had spoken to them and he had told them that. In Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, we have an account again where God had told them something. "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." And we read in these chapters, in Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2, we read of these things that God had spoken to Adam and to Eve, but we don't have any account that when he spoke these things to them, that they were afraid, that his voice was fearful to them. We have no account of them running and hiding among the trees, trying to get away from the presence of God when they heard him speak, until that we read what we read there in Genesis chapter 3, and suddenly something had changed. Suddenly they heard the voice of God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and when they heard it, they were afraid, and they tried to hide themselves away from God. I'm going to tell you something, folks, and I've experienced this in my life, and I believe that many of you here today have experienced this same thing in your life. When God speaks to you, when you're in the center of His will, when you're in favor with God, and you hear the voice of God, what a pleasant thing that it can be to hear. But when you are out of the will of God, when you are rebelling against God, when you are doing that which is contrary to God, when God begins to speak, it's a fearful thing to hear. And I have experienced that both. I experienced that when I was lost, and I have experienced that since the time that I have been saved as well. There have been times when God has spoken to me when I tried to hide from what He was saying. There were times when I tried to hide from God and get away from what He was telling me to do, because for one reason or another, it wasn't something that I wanted to do. And so there have been those times when I would have to pray that God would help me, that I would be willing to just submit to His will and to what He would have for me to do. So the voice of God can be a very pleasant thing indeed, and it can also be a very fearful thing for us to hear. Well, what had happened was they had disobeyed God. This great God that had created them and had taken them and had placed them in the garden and had spoken to them before and had supplied them with everything that they needed and had given them just one law to keep. This voice that they were accustomed to hearing when He told them to go and replenish the earth and to multiply to have children and the voice that had told them that they were going to have dominion over all the other things there on the earth that God had created. This same voice became fearful unto them when they had transgressed the law of God and they heard the voice of the Lord. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you something today. I still believe this today. You know what? You can deny it, and you can deceive your own heart by denying it. But I'm convinced today that God is still speaking to those who are lost, that through the preaching of the truth of the gospel message, that the Spirit of God still speaks out today to those that are lost and in their sins. There's people sometimes, folks, listen, I'm afraid sometimes that all they're trying to do is just convince themselves, because you're not going to fool God, and truly, you're not going to fool the people of God, because they have been through it before. They have experienced it themselves. And so sometimes I'm afraid that the only thing you do is you end up fooling yourself. You say, well, you know, God's not dealing with me. God's not troubling me. No, God's still speaking to people today. God is still, through the power of the gospel, God still calls people to repentance. You know, I've told you this before. It won't be any secret, I don't believe, what I believe about this. I don't believe God was just inquiring about Adam's geographical position. I don't think He was just one. I believe God knew exactly where He was at. In fact, I know that He did, because the Bible tells me that God knows all things. God knew when He said, when He asked Adam the question, "Where art thou?" God knew that Adam was hiding there among the trees. Listen, a lost friend, there's no place that you can hide where you can get away from God. David said you can go to the very bottom of the sea. You can go to the very top of the mountains. You can go as high as you care to go, or you can go as low as you care to go. But there's nowhere that you can go that you can get away from the Spirit of God and from the presence of God. And God knew exactly where Adam was at. But when He called called out to him and he said, "Where art thou?" He was wanting Adam to answer for what it was that he had done. Amen. Where are you at now, Adam? You know, before you didn't hide from me. Before, when you heard my voice, you didn't go and hide yourself among the trees and try to get away from me. Before, you were in a place where you were happy and you were holy and you were without sin. But where are you at now, Adam? Where are you now? Well, God, we heard your voice and we were afraid and we hid ourselves because we were naked. Well, who told you? Who told you that you were naked? So they tried to hide. But if you're here today and you're lost, I hope that you will see this, that there's no place to hide. There's no place to hide. I'll tell you what you can do. You can hide in the Lord. You can come to the Lord and you can repent of your sins and you can trust Him for the salvation of your soul. And listen, there's a great day coming. The Bible tells us about the day that's coming when the Lord is going to return and He's going to destroy this sin-cursed world that we are living in. The Bible says that the sun is going to become as black as sackcloth of hair, that the moon is no longer going to give her light, that the stars are going to fall from heaven, even as a fig tree casting off its untimely figs. The Apostle Peter said that even the elements were going to melt with a fervent heat. Where are you going to hide, friend? Listen, in that day, those who are not prepared, they're going to need some place to hide, but there's not going to be any place to hide. Listen, if you come to the Lord and you repent of your sins and you trust Him for the salvation of your soul, then you can hide away in the Lord. You can hide in the Lord, but you can't ever hide from the Lord. You can't do it. He knows everything about us. He knows every place that we're at. You know, you think about that. I mean, there's a lot of places in this world that you can go. There are places in this world that you can go. You know, I've made 3 trips to Alaska, and I'm convinced that there's land there that probably hasn't even been touched yet by human foot. There's places you could go in this world and you could hide yourself away where no other person in this world would know where to find you or know where you're at. But you could hide in the deepest, darkest jungle. You could hide on the highest mountain. Wherever you were at, God would know exactly where you're at every moment, every day, every second. God knows exactly where you're at. And you may as well get used to this. He knows everything that you're doing. He knows every thought that you're thinking. He knows every word that you're speaking. How many could possibly say, "Well, I've never been guilty of having a thought that I didn't want anybody to know about"? I mean, we've all had evil thoughts. We've all had evil things cross our minds, and we have hid them away, and things that we just wouldn't want anybody to know about. But folks, listen, the Bible teaches me, you read the 139th Psalm and see if it's not true, before you even have that thought, God knows the thought that you're going to have. Before a word that you speak ever rolls off of your tongue, God knows what you are going to say before you ever even said it. We can't hide anything from God. It won't do you any good. Let me tell you something. If you are here today and you're lost, and this isn't really what I was intending to say or the direction, but we'll just let God have His way. If you're here today and you're lost, you need to understand that you won't profit anything. You won't gain anything. You won't benefit yourself in any way by trying to pretend that this lost condition doesn't exist, because it does. And it doesn't make any difference among us who knows about it. The truth is that God knows where you're at. God knows where you stand with Him. And it is to God that we are ultimately responsible. And it is to God that we will ultimately answer. Folks, we're going to answer. You know, the Bible tells me that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And when we appear, we will give an account unto Him of the things that we have done in this body, whether they are good or whether they're evil. We all are under the all-seeing eye of God. I tried it, folks. I'll tell you what, I tried it, and it doesn't work. I tried it when I was lost and in my sins. I tried to push it away. I tried to act like it wasn't there. I tried to, sneak away and go someplace else. But everywhere I went, God was with me, and God was dealing with me. And I learned in the days of my youth, I learned that lesson, that there was no place I could go in the world if I had gotten away from mother, or if I had gotten away from my dad, or who the preacher, or whoever it was. I learned a lesson when I was just a very young boy. I learned that there was no place I could go and get away from God. And sinner friend, there won't be for you either. There won't be for you either. The best thing that you can do is come to the Lord. Come to the Lord. And plead for His forgiveness, that He would save your soul. They heard the voice of God. Have you heard the voice of the Lord today? You know, there were people in the Scriptures. We read about the time when Jesus was baptized. We read that when He come up straightway out of the water, that the Spirit of God descended upon Him in bodily form as a dove, and there was a voice that came out of heaven and said, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." We read about in the Scriptures when Jesus was transfigured before Peter, James, and John, when He took them up there on that mountain and was transfigured before them. There was a voice that came from the excellent glory, the Apostle Peter said. There was a voice that came from heaven and spoke out again and said, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him." I want to read to you about, there's an account recorded in John chapter 12, verses 27 through 30, concerning the voice of God. Jesus said, "Now is My soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save Me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify Thy name." Then there came a voice from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, "An angel spake to Him." Jesus answered and said, "This voice came not because of Me, but for your sakes." Now, so are we to assess from that? Are we to learn from that, that every time that God speaks out, that it sounds like thunder? No. Elijah will explain that to us. You look in 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 and 12, and you know what I believe? And I thought about this when I studied this. I thought, you know what? If I get to preach this, if I get to preach this Sunday morning at Fairview Memorial, I believe there's going to be people there that are going to know exactly what I'm talking about. Elijah had gone up there on the mountain, and it says, "And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice." Have you heard it? Have you heard it? Have you heard that still, small voice of God speak to you? Isn't it amazing? Isn't it just amazing that God would even speak to us at all? We're not worthy of hearing God's voice. We're not worthy of having God tell us anything. We're not worthy of God. You know, have you ever seen somebody in life? Now, folks, I'm going to tell you exactly what I believe about people. There's no person that's any better than any other person. There's no person that's too good to speak to somebody else. But I'll tell you what, we're not worthy of God speaking to us. Amen. We're just not. But sometimes he speaks in that still, small voice. And isn't it sweet to hear the voice of the Lord? I couldn't tell you how many times in my ministry, including today, I couldn't tell you how many times I have sat in frustration, with anxiety, just, you know, not knowing what I was supposed to preach, not knowing, you know, knowing that I was facing the pulpit and just not knowing what the people needed, and begin to pray to God. And somehow, suddenly, I just know God just speaks to my heart and lets me know what he would have me to do. God sends people with his message to other people. And I hope and truly it's my prayer that when I stand before you to preach, that's what I want you to grasp, and that's what I want you, I pray to God that that's what you'll understand, that this is not my message, that this is not today what I wanted to tell you, but it's what God placed upon my heart to tell you about today. These words here, these are not men's words, these are God's words. The Holy Spirit is the author of all Scripture, and the message that I preach to you today, it's not my message, it's not man's message, but it's God's message. The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. The gospel is God's message of hope to a lost and a dying world. It's not man's message. If all you ever if you never get any further than thinking, well, we heard a sermon from the pastor, then you missed the whole point. It's God's message to you. God sent Moses to Pharaoh with his message. God sent Jonah to Nineveh to take his message. He said, Jonah, you go there before those Ninevites and you preach to them the preaching that I bid you. It's not man's message that's important. It's what God, it's what thus saith the word of the Lord. And I hope today that as you hear, that you will hear the voice of God, and that when God speaks to you, that you will obey that which He tells you to do. God can speak to you, folks. Listen, He can speak to you through so many different means. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 4, you'll find that God spoke to Moses out of the midst of a burning bush. In Job chapter 38, verse 1, you can read that and find that God spoke to Job out of a whirlwind. In Deuteronomy 4 and 12, you can read where God spoke to Israel there at Mount Horeb out of the midst of the great fire that was burning there. God can speak to us through any means. And you know, when I read those, I thought and I reflected about some of my own experiences. And you know, the Lord spoke to me one day just a couple years ago. That still small voice of God spoke to me one day back in my garden. I had planted some squash, and man, I mean, it was just really growing, and it just looked so pretty. And I'd go back there every day or two, and I'd look at that, and I'd look at those big, beautiful plants that were growing there. And there came up a strong wind. We had a storm. And I went back there the next day, and those plants were just, they were knocked down on the ground, and they looked ugly. And just looked like they'd had the life beat out of them. But the next day, it was sunny again. And I went back out there, and there they were, and they were standing up, and they were pretty again. Looked like they'd never been hit by the storm. And when I stood there and considered that, the Lord spoke to me. You want to know what He said? He spoke to me in that still small voice, and He said, "Listen, something that is rooted and grounded well can withstand the storm." And it can. I'm telling you, those that are rooted and grounded in the Lord can withstand the storm. His grace is sufficient for us in everything that we face. Church, if we need to know something, I know people ask the pastor questions and they ask the deacons questions. But you know what, church? Sometimes we have important matters to deal with, don't we? And do you believe today that God can tell us what to do? I hope that you believe that. That God can always, I mean, listen, if we will humble ourselves before God and pray and really seek His face for an answer, God can tell us what to do. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the pastor says. No, what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Don't misunderstand me. I believe God uses people, but God can speak to our hearts, and He can tell us what to do. Jesus, I believe, speaking about His church, He said, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me." They follow Me. When God speaks, you better listen. You better listen. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and knowing that they were out of sorts with God, they feared and they tried to hide themselves away. But sinner friend, that won't do you any good. Won't do you any good. If you're here today, the Lord is speaking to your heart. You need to come to Him, not run away from Him. You need to come to Him with a broken heart, with a contrite spirit, and just beg God for forgiveness. Beg Him for the salvation of your soul. while we stand and sing, they heard the voice of the Lord God. Christian friend, if God's speaking to you today, you need to obey the voice of the Lord your God while we stand and have a song.
321. 321.